Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Super Bowl was not the only marquee event of the weekend. Holtville, California, just wrapped up its 76th annual Carrot Festival. The farming community near the U.S.-Mexico border is known as the carrot capital of the world. Every February, Holtville crowns a new carrot queen. Last year's winner was college freshman Ariana Venegas, who says farming is a big part of her life.
There is a picture that my dad has of me and my sister, of us in the carrot fields, and I was a baby at 1 year old, just pulling the carrots out of the field.
Well, then a queen, and this weekend, Ariana handed her crown over to the new carrot queen. Here Now's Peter O'Dowd was there. He spoke with 16-year-old Samantha Castaneda just before her debut in the parade.
Well, for me, it's really sweet, and it's very important for me and my family because I grew up in this town. I'm actually fourth generation, so it means a lot to my family because I'm the first carrot queen.
What's it like to grow up in Holtville?
I really like it. It's a really small, tight-knit community where everyone knows everyone. And we're a really harmonious community where we're all so different and we all work in different parts of the community. Like, for example, I'm in band, but my brother does baseball. It's really sweet because we're all so different, but yet we create this harmony that you don't see in other towns.
I bet a lot of people who are listening to this have never been to Holtville, California, and I understand, I've been talking to farmers around here, that agriculture and carrots, super important to the folks around here. Can you explain that relationship?
Yeah, so we have one of the biggest agricultural aspects in one of the country. We're the carrot capital of the world. We have schools out in the country for farmers' kids. I go to school with farmers' kids. Like, it's normal to see a tractor in the middle of the day, behind you in traffic. So it's really cool.
You love carrots?
I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Best way to prepare or eat a carrot, in your opinion?
Well, I'm Mexican. I grew up in the Mexican culture. So I like carrots and caldos and stuff like that. So caldo is a Mexican soup with a bunch of vegetables and
I don't know if you've been thinking about this, but one of the problems a lot of the farmers around here are facing is this big drought on the Colorado River, and the river is really important to the farms around here. Is that something that your generation is thinking about?
I would think so. Gen Z is very determined. I would describe us as a very determined generation. Our environment is really important, and the earth is slowly dying, sadly. So I think that our generation needs the one to fix it.
And do you feel like you can experience that here in Holtville? Like, you can see it firsthand?
So I do experience it firsthand, and the chemicals that they spray affect me and my family because I'm also asthmatic. So growing up next to the fields, it affects my family a lot.
Yeah, so are you going to go to college?
I am, actually.
What's the plan?
I plan to attend Grand Canyon University or Biola University in hopes to minor in theology and major in elementary education.
Now, is it controversial to say you're not going to major in agriculture?
No, it's not.
No. All right, now they're going to have you go through the parade, right?
Yes, they are.
How are you feeling about that?
I'm kind of nervous because my whole family is coming and the whole town's going to be watching, and now they'll know me as not the little trumpet girl in the band, but now they'll know me as the carrot queen.
All grown up.
Yes.
Samantha Castaneda, Holtville's 76th carrot queen. And by the way, props to the school marching bands in Holtville and Brawley, California.